We've been talking about older game shows that are getting reboots on TV this summer, but honestly, none of them can really hold a candle to that classic, the granddaddy of them all, that never really went away.
This is Jeopardy! Here are today's contestants.
Jeopardy! Is recruiting a new crop of contestants to take its online test through social media. Now, the show's doing just fine in the ratings, 23 million viewers a week, and Alex Trebek just renewed his contract through the end of the decade. So, why the big push on social media? Let's discuss that with Maggie Speak. She is the contestant coordinator for Jeopardy!, and she has been with the show for 20 years. Maggie Speak, welcome to 1A.
Hey, how you doing?
I have to say that this topic got a very strong, very positive response from a number of our listeners who are dying to be on Jeopardy!, including this one who left a message in our inbox.
Hi, this is Martha Prine Edwards in St. James, Missouri. I've never been a contestant on Jeopardy!, although I'd love to be, but I am a fanatic about Jeopardy!. I used to rearrange my schedule, starve to death all day, and skip lunch so that I could get home in time to watch Jeopardy! With my husband. I really feel like Jeopardy! Has been part of my education. Plus, you know, I'm always highly wanted on trivia teams, so love Jeopardy!. Thanks for having a show about it.
Sure, Martha, and thank you for sharing your story. Maggie, what do you think it is that draws people to want to be on Jeopardy?
Well, first of all, I think Martha should take our online test, which is tonight and tomorrow night. She sounds like she'd be a lot of fun. I think, first of all, people among their friends might be what they consider the smart one in their group of friends. And so sometimes it's just to prove their point. I can get on Jeopardy. I know a lot of stuff. Let me see what happens.
Is this the first time Jeopardy's used social media to recruit contestants? I don't remember ever hearing about this kind of thing before.
I think as social media becomes more acceptable and more part of our everyday life, it was something that we never used in the old days because we didn't have it. We're finding ways to use it to kind of help, you know, I mean, promote the online test, promote the show. And so I think this season is probably the biggest push we've ever had on social media to take the online test.
Gotcha. But this isn't your first online push.
No. We every year we advertise on the show and through other mediums as well. But this year we're really going for it on different social media to see who you know. Basically, Joshua, we want to try to find out whoever you are. If you want to take the Jeopardy! Online test, we want you to be aware that it's out there and it's available for you. That's kind of the deal with all the social media push this year.
Take us back to before the social media test started up. Give me an idea of the kind of person who you would typically have in the contestant pool.
Well, first of all, people would send in postcards, and we'd grab like 90 postcards and put them in a ballroom and hope that those 90 people that somebody could pass the online test. This day and age with the social media, first of all, we already know that people have passed a very difficult online test before they ever come to the in-person audition. So our chances of getting, you know, people that will pass the in-person test are greater. And I think it's first of all, it's made it a lot easier for people who are very, very busy to know that before they had to take a trip, because we do like 12 or 13 regional cities as a follow-up to these online tests that we give. And I think sometimes it's hard for people that are very busy, doctors, stay-at-home moms, students, even school teachers, to come if they don't, spend the money, take the time to take a trip somewhere if they don't know how well they've already done on the test. So the online test gives them, first of all, that chance to know, oh, okay, I did well enough for them to invite me. Maybe it's worth spending my time and my money to come visit us. So I think we get a bigger diversity of professions, and that's kind of one of the things that we're looking for.
Yeah, that's kind of the impression that I got when I saw not only the ad for the online test, but also the YouTube video that goes along with the page where you sign up for the test. The message was clearly, even if you think you have an edge chance of making it onto Jeopardy, take the test no matter what. It's better that you just give it a shot. Are there certain kinds of diversity that you're primarily looking to represent on the show?
Well, clearly, we want to represent this country and all the great people that are in this country. So we're always looking for more women, more people of color. Again, professionally, looking for diversity that way as well. So basically, we just want everybody to be, we consider ourselves a family. And I don't know if you've ever read any of the social media or any of our web pages. Our former contestants and prospective contestants are all friends on Facebook. They have groups that they form. And I just think we just want to spread the word to get as many people into the show. And part of our family as possible because we really are a big family.
What about the kinds of categories that you're able to do on Jeopardy? I've noticed that among certain demographics of people, certain topics tend to get more attention. Maybe there are certain topics, you know, that are more culturally based that certain demographics of people might do better on. Does it allow you to diversify the categories and clues if you have more diverse contestants?
I would imagine that's the case. I would hope that's the case. And that's, of course, up to the writers, who I think do a sensational job always trying to kind of have a broad spectrum of information on the game board. But I'm sure that's part of what we're looking for. We just want to open it up to everybody. I think that's really an important. We want to be inclusive. And that's something that we've been striving for a few years now, really seriously.
We've gotten a number of stories from people who have been through this process before. VS tweets, I've only been through the contestant selection process once, but my episode aired this past January. What a blast. Robert wrote us on Facebook, I auditioned back in 1991 before online tests, etc. I was in the Los Angeles area, took the test, which back then was a videotape of Alex reading questions with pauses in between and writing the answers on paper, played the pretend game, got called a week later to appear, and ended up a five-time champion. A great experience. And I'm going to take one of the online tests this week just for fun to see if I still got it. Good for you, Robert.
We had a great champion on, a local guy named Buzzy Cohn, who did very well. I think you'll probably see him in our upcoming Tournament of Champions. And he said he had a great bit of advice about the online test. There's no reason to be afraid to take the online test. You know, the worst thing that can happen is you never hear anything from us if you do it just for fun or if you just want to test yourself. But the best thing that could happen is like you get on the show. We call you and we invite you to be on the show and you become a big champion like Robert.
Yeah, what happens with the rest of the test? So you take the online test. Do you get a score at the end? Does it tell you if you passed or failed, or what happens?
No, we never divulge our scores out to the public at all, what we consider passing grade or anything else for the online test, because it does change depending. We're kind of able to grade the online test on a curve. So what happens is, for some people, nothing. You know, you go into a pool, and the pool can be quite large. I would say we probably, you know, we've been having like 75,000 people take the adult online test the last few years. And in the three tests altogether, about 24,000 took last night's test. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I just wondering, in terms of the people who prepare for these, also another thing I was going to ask you about is the way that people do prepare for these. I mean, one of our listeners left a message in our inbox about the way that she got ready to try to take the test. Listen.
I was in Jeopardy game. I was actually one of the top 10 people that has ever been on the game. That actually reflected my preparation. I prepared so much, and I've loved that game. I've been a very dedicated follower and audience of the game for a long time. And when I got the chance to be on the program, I prepared for more than 6 months, and I was able to be one of the top 10 scorers. And I'm still a very big fan of the Jeopardy game.
Thanks for calling in. So he crammed for more than 6 months. Is that kind of preparation what it usually takes to get on the show?
Not to get on the show necessarily, but you know, it can't hurt. You want to know, you know, the thing about Jeopardy is you have to have a broad range of knowledge. So it's good to study subjects that you see on the show that you are not that strong in, like state capitals, or no one knows the order of the vice presidents. So often people study things that they know come up on the show often, and that they're not very good at. The other thing is, you know, there's only so much studying you can do, but I do think it doesn't hurt. We had a great Tournament of Champions winner named Mark Dawson years ago, and he flew out a week early from Atlanta for his Tournament of Champions, just so he could sit by the pool and just study for a solid week and get himself ready to compete against the best that we have.
How many people take the online test every year, roughly?
So the last few times we've given the online test, approximately 70,000 adults have taken the online test.
70,000?
It's outrageous. We're so excited that so many people want to be a part of our show.
And then how many people actually make it into a season of Jeopardy? Like, how many of those will you actually use?
Well, so we'll see about 2,500 to 3,000 of those people at in-person auditions. And then on the show each season, we're limited to approximately 400 new contestants each season. So some of our choices are super tough to make, Joshua. We have so many great people that try out for the show and would like to be on the show.
From the point that somebody takes the test to the day that they're on the show, how long is that roughly? Are we talking months or years?
Oh, months. They're in the pool once they take the in-person audition, once they go through that, they're in our contestant pool for 18 months. So it'll be sometimes in that 18 months. Some people, unfortunately, never hear the first couple of times they try out for the show, you know, because we do have a limited number of spots. So it can be anywhere from a month to, you know, a year and a half. That's about the time range. It's. I mean, I'm narrowing it down for you, aren't I?
Exactly. No, but I mean, it does kind of, I understand to an extent. I mean, it's, you got to have a lot of people. And then if somebody drops out, somebody, I imagine, could get called in. And it sounds like there are a lot of variables involved in just getting three contestants to show up at the right time.
Well, we, you know, mostly when we book our contestants, they're very good about showing up. We always have a couple of extra local people in case something happens or someone misses a flight. But for the most part, people, once we call them and they tell us they're going to be there, they show up. But the thing that we do look for is a mix of parts of the country represented, you know, different kinds of ages and professions. So it is kind of a puzzle that we put together for each tape day to see who will be on the shows. Each show is actually drawn at random, so we don't know who's going to be on each show except for, of course, the returning champion of that show.
We're speaking to Maggie Speak, the contestant coordinator for Jeopardy. Still a little more time to get in your questions. Email us 1A@WAMU.org, comment on our Facebook page, or tweet us at 1A. Randy writes, the best part of Jeopardy is when a contestant guesses wrong and Alex makes them feel like an idiot by reading the answer and then saying something like, seems pretty obvious now, doesn't it? That, and when Trebek wrapped the answer to a category. What's it like? Go ahead.
No, I love when he does like rap categories and stuff. He's great to work with. He's very funny. And I just think sometimes the comments are just him trying to, I don't know, educate the audience as to what the mistake was that maybe the contestant made. And sometimes I think it helps the contestant, and maybe they missed the category and that's why they made a mistake in the response. So he sometimes is kind of gently trying to remind them. But let's get back to the rap. That was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
He might have another career.
So I take the test.
I wanted to ask.
Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you if you were going to take the online test, Joshua.
Oh,
you
no.
Say you love the show. Have you ever thought about doing that?
I don't need to prove how smart I am to anybody.
I like
I'm
that.
On NPR. I don't have to prove my intelligence to nobody. But let's just say I did take the test. Suppose I made it through the process. And, let's say I was going to be on Celebrity Jeopardy. Let's do that.
Okay, good.
So I get to Sony Pictures in Culver City, and I arrive as a contestant. What are your instructions to me? What are the do's? What are the don'ts on the day of the taping?
I go over with the regular contestants. I do an hour-long briefing about the rules, different scenarios that might come up and how to handle those scenarios. And I have about 30 minutes with the celebrities where I do the same thing. I try to go over the game from beginning to end of what could happen, what should you do if that happens, you know, kind of give them some tools to deal with. Often it's just the fact that with regular contestants, they haven't been on television, if at all, not very much, you know, most of them never at all. And so you just want to make sure that they're prepared so well that when it happens, when they actually take the show, they're ready to do it. And the same thing with celebrities. We'll do a briefing with them of the rules of play. We do a rehearsal with them where we work with them to make sure they're getting their buzzer skills down and that kind of business so they're ready to go.
Speaking of the buzzer, Catherine tweeted, I was on in 2009. Managing the clicker is harder than it looks. Why do some people get flummoxed by that signaling device?
I think if you're someone that's not used to playing a lot of video games like me, I don't play video games, so I've never have. I think it's a matter of timing. So we suggest that we actually have our Jeopardy pens that we have you take the written test on. We ask you to practice with those. They're made like buzzers, so you can practice your timing while you're watching the show. It's part of the game, but in all honesty, we work with players so that often it's not as big of a problem as people kind of think it's going to be. It's this ominous buzzer. But, you know, the buzzer can be your friend as well. You can ask some of our champions about that.
Hannah emailed us, how much does personality and performance play into being picked at audition? I think I could answer the questions well, but I'm kind of shy.
I think as long as you bring something interesting to the table, you have a good shot of getting on the show. This show is about being bright and not necessarily, you know, intelligence, because intelligence is a word that kind of, I think this is well-rounded and having a lot of knowledge about a lot of different things. I don't know. I think she'd be fine with the buzzer. Eventually, we get everybody working with it. The other thing, if you have a problem with the buzzer, again, we'll work with you. But you have to remember that some different age groups, we like to mix age groups on the show because somebody older in their 50s or 60s might know something that somebody in their 20s or 30s wouldn't know, and that's a help as well.
Charlie here in D.C. writes, in the 90s, I hosted Alex Trebek and the Jeopardy contestant coordinators when they came to Japan to seek out contestants on the American military bases over there. Alex was the easiest celebrity I ever hosted in my 13 years in that job. We mentioned earlier that Mr. Trebek has signed on to continue doing Jeopardy until the end of this decade, and you've been doing the job for 20 years and counting. What is it about Jeopardy that keeps you coming back? I imagine it'd be easy to get bored in a format that really doesn't change that much.
The format doesn't change, but the job is never boring. I mean, the kind of contestants, the people that I get to meet and get to work with, they're so interesting. They're so well-read. They're well-traveled. If you ask a question in the green room at a taping of Jeopardy, someone's going to know the answer. Or if not, they're going to give you the answer. By the time they get home, they're going to know what it is. It's a challenge every day because, the process of being the same, every situation is different because of the contestants. And I've heard Alex make that same comment, that is the show boring for him to host? No, because every show is brand new because of the material is new. You're going to maybe learn something new. And the contestants are new, so it's always fairly fresh for us.
And how well would you do on the test?
Well, I've been working on Jeopardy a long time, so I believe I've gleaned some information from working on the show. And that's about all I'm going to. I don't have to prove my intelligence to anybody. I work on Jeopardy.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Exactly.
I got you now, Joshua.
You understand why I said it. We also had a number of anecdotes from people who said they benefited from being on Jeopardy. Kristen says her friend Emily met her wife on Jeopardy. Emily says she even invited Alex to the wedding, but he had another commitment.
Stacy and Emily, that's who I believe it is. They got drawn to be on the same show together, found out that they had gone to the same college, started attending alumni events, and then fell in love and got married. And we were so thrilled. They're both fantastic ladies. I believe their wedding was covered on the cover of the Washington Post.
Wow. Very cool.
And coming up very soon this summer, two of our teachers from one of our most recent teachers tournaments are getting married as well. So love is in the air on Jeopardy as well as knowledge.
You never know what can happen if you take that online test. It's today at 6 p.m. Eastern and tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern. Maggie Speak is the contestant coordinator for Jeopardy. Maggie, thanks for talking to us.
It was a pleasure, Joshua. Thank you.
I may not be taking the test, but some of our team is. You can find the training video they made to get ready on our Facebook page. 1A comes to you from WAMU, part of American University in Washington, distributed by NPR. Until we meet again, I'm Joshua Johnson. Thank you so much for listening. This is 1A.